98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan. Never forget what we said last week. 98 FM.
We actually haven't played this in a while that I've been in the hot seat for Never Forget.
Yes.
Brendan's
yes.
going to ask me a few questions about what happened on this show last week. How much do I remember?
Yes. On Wednesday for 98 FM Super Sniffer.
Oh, yes.
I correctly guessed that I was in a Tesco store. But can you remember which branch of Tesco I was in?
Oh, I'm stuck between two locations. Part of me thinks you were in Tesco Baggot Street. But I actually think it could be Tesco Rathmines. But is there a Tesco in Rathmines? I'll go with Rathmines.
Let's find out.
Is there one?
Is there a Tesco? I'm in a Tesco. Yes, I
you're
got it right.
In a Tesco! Brendan, I can reveal you're in Tesco Rathmines this morning, and you could tell just from the scent alone.
I could tell from the smell. That was so much fun last week.
It was hilarious, and you really do have a talent for sniffing out a story and also sniffing out a supermarket. Where is the Tesco in Rathmines?
The very top, up, is it called Kodiak?
Up there, and is it next door to somewhere where...
Sorry, I keep changing the beds, I'll get there eventually.
Yeah. Okay, Tesco Rathmines.
Tesco Rathmines, up the top near...
Okay, I've got 1 point so far.
1 point so far, fair play to you. Last week, during Brendan's bit, I told you all about a Michelle who works as a pea taster at Birdseye. But how many plates of peas does Michelle eat a day?
Like an out... outrageous amount. It's obscene. How many plates of peas? 14, I'm going to go with.
You're saying 14 plates of peas?
It's 16 plates every morning.
No.
16 plates every afternoon.
No way.
So she eats 30.
Sure, there's a world record for that.
32 plates of peas at work every day. And then she goes home and she's peas for her dinner.
That's insane.
32 plates of peas a day and then for
full
her dinner.
Full of protein, but no.
Yeah, too many peas. Question number three. On Thursday, there was a lot of talk about a BBC Good Food recipe for cacio e pepe. Caused a bit of controversy with the Italians. What cheese was the one that they say should be included in the genuine recipe?
Not Parmesan.
Uh-huh.
It begins with an or.
Oh.
No. Okay, hang on.
I was going to say.
It begins with a P as
yes,
well.
Yes, it begins with a P.
Oh, no. It's not Parmesan.
No.
Oh, I'm really not good with fancy cheese. Like, I just beaten a Baby Bell at a push.
What?
Pernicchio.
Let's have a listen. Yeah, so they're saying three ingredients, not four. All you need is pasta, pecorino, and black pepper.
I need to find out.
No butter, no Parmesan. Do you know what? I'm giving you that one because I think that's how you'd pronounce it if you read it on the label.
Very generous. 2 points so far.
Pecorino.
Pecorino, that's what I meant.
Next question. On Wednesday, our Matchy Matchy player, Kira, told us about her holiday to Benidorm, which then led us to declare what our Benidorm musical tribute act would be called.
So, Kira said that she was going to see, or she had previously seen, a Pink tribute act.
Yeah.
To which you replied that if we were in a Pink tribute act, we'd be called Stink.
I feel like if we were a Pink tribute in Benidorm, we'd be called Stink.
You're Swedish.
With the upside down eye.
On 98 FM.
Correct.
Three points.
3 points so far this morning. Your final question. KFC and Greggs have come together for a very special collaboration. But what are the two products that have been brought together? So one thing from KFC and one thing from Greggs.
A Greggs sausage roll.
Mm-hmm.
In KFC gravy. Greggs have teamed up with KFC.
Oh.
For the culinary crossover of the century. In the form of a sausage roll drenched in gravy. So it's a Greg sausage roll with KFC gravy.
4 out of 5 this morning. Not too shabby.
Not too shabby. Here's too Stink shabby on 98 FM.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Bowling.
And something new.
And karaoke.
98 FM.
Welcome to a brand new week of Matchy Matchy, our chaotic game show. We give you three words. You shout back the first word that comes into your head after each. And if your answers match with one of ours, you'll win some incredible prizes. The prizes are so stunning that we don't even tell you about them.
No.
Here's AI versions of us.
Prizes, prizes everywhere.
Win a karaoke machine.
With a Matchy Matchy pedicure.
An electronic dartboard.
A chiminea.
A 100 euro laundry voucher.
A night out bowling.
A 100 euro takeaway voucher.
And
she has an axe to grind.
Yes, I do. You're off axe throwing in Dublin.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
That is the brand new prize in Matchy Matchy this week, an axe throwing class.
I'd say it's very satisfying.
I'd say it is.
Great exercise as well.
Yeah, therapy. Good morning to Lee, who's in Ballyfermot. Lee, you're on 98 FM. How are you?
How's it going? All good?
Lee, how was the weekend?
Nothing too special, but...
Nice. Stuck the feet up, chilled out, Lee, yeah?
Yeah, just pretty much chilled out at home. The daughter was sick, so, you know, couldn't go out.
Okay, very good. And come here, you work as a roofer.
Yeah.
Have you seen the weather forecast this week?
I have, and I'm not too excited.
You're not too excited about it?
Does it make it difficult, yeah?
It makes it way too difficult.
Oh, great, I getcha. So you'd like a nice cloudy, dry day.
Yeah, that's the one.
Gotcha. Listen, stick on the Factor 50, Lee, and let's try give you these prizes as well. Who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning, myself or Brendan?
Gonna have to go with Brendan today.
Okay,
Brendan's
I'm off to the
booth.
Soundproof booth.
See you now, Brendan. Enjoy that. Right, Lee, it's a brand new week. Let's try and get a win on Matchy Matchy. We haven't had one for a while.
Hope so.
Your first word this morning. Toilet.
Paper.
Toilet paper. Your second word. Garlic.
Bread.
Delicious. And your third word. Super.
What was that, sorry?
Super.
Man.
Superman. Okay, after toilet, you've gone with paper. After garlic, you said bread. And after super, you said man. Lee, in Ballyfermot, are you happy to lock in those three words this morning?
Can I change paper to toilet roll?
Yes, you can. Toilet roll. We're locking them in, Lee?
Yep.
Let's welcome our Brendan back into studio for Monday's edition of Matchy Matchy. How are you?
Hello, how are we?
Very good. Very good. Brendan.
Yes.
Your first word this morning in Matchy Matchy.
Mm-hmm.
Toilet.
Brush.
Toilet brush. Your second word. Garlic.
Bread.
Garlic bread. And your third word. Super.
Man.
Superman. Brenton, have you got a Matchy Matchy this morning with Lee in Ballyfermot? It was the toilet that let us down.
What did Lee say after toilet?
Lee said toilet roll.
Ah.
And you said toilet brush. You both said garlic bread and you both said Superman.
Oh, so close, Lee. Sorry we didn't do it this morning. Thank you for playing Matchy Matchy. We're going to send you a 98 FM goodie bag.
Thank you.
Cheers, Lee. I think I would have said toilet paper.
Or toilet seat was the other word coming to me.
Lots of words that come after toilet. Mm. Wasn't to be this morning, but if you'd like to have a go tomorrow and win those amazing prizes, including our new one, you'll be going axe throwing in Dublin. WhatsApp Matchy to 0877 98 98 98.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast. With Rebecca and Brendan.